Editor's note. This story contains graphic details. Reader's discretion is advised. Daniel McDonald's widow said she knew, instantly, after her husband was killed who had pulled the trigger. In the ongoing murder trial for Airdrie resident Michael Anthony Roebuck, Carolyn McDonald testified today that she was in her backyard on September 7, 2019 when she heard two gunshots and her husband scream. She raced outside to find her husband lying in a pool of blood on their driveway. "I ran through the house and saw Dan lying face down on the driveway," Carolyn told the court, adding she could see an exit wound on McDonald's back. "I ran to him. I was kneeling by his head, and trying to feel a pulse." Roebuck, now 61, is accused of first-degree murder in the death of McDonald, who was killed by gunshot on September 7, 2019 in front of his home on Canoe Close Southwest, in the Canals District of Airdrie. During the first day of the trial on October 11, the Crown argued its theory that Roebuck shot McDonald twice on their street with a shotgun after the two fought earlier at a nearby gas station. The Crown's theory is the altercation stemmed from a failed business relationship between the two. On Thursday morning, Crown prosecutor Joe Mercier called three witnesses to the stand, including McDonald's widow Carolyn McDonald, who was married to McDonald for 25 years before his death. He also called on Roebuck's ex-girlfriend Katrine Marin. During her testimony, Carolyn said her late husband's relationship with Roebuck, who lived across the street, was initially positive. According to Carolyn, Roebuck and her husband became good friends after meeting in 2016. "He and Dan struck up a bit of a friendship," Carolyn told the court. "Mr. Roebuck would come over and visit almost daily, usually while I was at work." Carolyn added she and Roebuck's ex-girlfriend Marin were also friendly, and the neighbors would frequently walk their dogs together. But, Carolyn noted, her husband's relationship with Roebuck soured in the spring of 2019, after Roebuck had started a marijuana grow-op in his residence and requested McDonald to partner with him. "I believe Mr. Roebuck asked my husband if he wanted to help," she said. "He asked Dan if he'd prepare the marijuana for sale. I don't know much about that." Carolyn said Roebuck eventually accused McDonald of owing him money, and he began to intimidate and threaten her when she went for walks with her dog. As a result of those threats, Carolyn said she started to avoid the side of the street that Roebuck lived on. Meanwhile, her husband started closing the garage door when working on their vehicles to avoid any exchanges with Roebuck. The two discussed installing a security system. On September 7, 2019, McDonald went out to buy gas, according to Carolyn, and it turned out to be the last time she saw him alive. She said she later heard the two gunshots that killed her husband, as well as his scream. Carolyn said she immediately looked toward Roebuck's house after discovering her husband's body on their driveway. Ex-girlfriend called to the stand. Roebuck's ex-girlfriend also testified on Thursday morning. Marin said she has lived on Canoe Close since 2015, and said she dated Roebuck, on and off, for 2.5 years, but severed her relationship in the late spring of 2019. "Roebuck progressively got bad and drank a lot," Marin said to the court. "He was in pain all the time. He lost his job because of health issues. He got very irritated at one point." Marin reiterated Carolyn's comments about Roebuck and McDonald initially being good friends, but that their friendship eroded over a failed business venture. She added Roebuck was adamant that McDonald owed him $30,000, and would yell at the McDonalds whenever he and they crossed paths in the neighborhood. They had a business together, growing some weed, Marin recalled. They both had a license to have whatever amount of weed and it went sour. After hearing Roebuck wish ill will toward McDonald during a conversation with her, Marin said she broke up with him the following day. "He wanted to hire someone to hurt him," she recalled. "Roebuck said, he has to pay. I don't know what for. He always said he owed him money." "What money? I don't know how he came up with that number, of $30,000. Marin also confirmed Roebuck owned firearms and that she had seen them personally, but added she hadn't seen a shotgun, the weapon used in the murder, in his possession. Roebuck's two-week judge alone trial began on October 11 and is scheduled to last for 2 weeks. The trial was originally supposed to be held last November, but was delayed after a breakdown in the client-lawyer relationship between Roebuck and his defense attorney, Kim Ross, which led to Ross stepping down as Roebuck's counsel. Roebuck is now being represented by Krija Przepiorka. Court of King's Bench Justice Michelle Hollins is hearing the case.